Welcome to Real Estate and the Adventures of Parenthood with Cindy Presgraves, and I'm so excited to be back. I haven't talked to you guys in a while, and I know it's been a little bit crazy for me. Believe me, I bought a house, I sold a house, I had no idea that I was actually going to buy a house, so it was like love at first sight. So I walked into this house, and I was like, wow, I want to buy it, but I don't know if I'm going to get approved. I'm like, nah, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to apply. And you know what? If I apply, I'm okay because I'm not even going to buy it. I'm not going to get approved at all. I haven't checked my credit score like in probably 2 years. And I mean, not really. I mean, I haven't had anybody pull my credit or anything. I haven't even... like, I haven't been focused because, honestly, it comes down to the past 3 years, last year, obviously, I had to pay taxes because I had to pay taxes. And, you know, my taxes last year were good, but my business tripled. And I had to pay more taxes this year. But 3 years ago, I was, the accountant that I had written off everything, and meaning that written off everything, she put me in a deficit of negative $13,000. So when I got divorced back in 2020, when I finalized my divorce, then it went ahead and it kind of hurt me because I'm a 1099, I am a 1099 employee. I have to, you know, especially when you're going through a divorce, if you're thinking of going to divorce, this is why it's important to never write off everything. You pay taxes. If you're going to make money, you want a girl, you need to pay taxes regardless. There's many ways of actually helping you out completely. And that's what a lot of people don't understand. So I had to do my taxes. I was planning to do them this month, but everything actually worked out how it had to work out. I've been looking at this house back in September, and it was base price was $420,000. And by the time I closed on it, almost at $600,000. So I'm pretty proud of myself buying a house. Believe me, I am very, very proud. I did it myself. I also did it with cryptocurrency because that's one of the main issues here. The lender that I use, which is my preferred lender for almost every transaction I have, he's very, very efficient, but I was his first transaction with cryptocurrency. And you're like, wait, what? So, and I did not use the builder's lender because how can I put this? I did not use the builder's lender because I was very, very disappointed on him. I looked at the rate sheet, I looked at the loan sheet, and I saw that he was charging me credits, and I didn't like that. He was trying to pull the interest rate by charging me. Supposedly he was giving me a credit, but at the same time he was charging me $2,800. And I'm like, are you serious? No, we're not doing that. I mean, I'm like, you're lying to me, and there's no connection or nothing. It was a disaster with that. And he wouldn't get back on time or anything. He wouldn't call me when I needed him to call me. It seems like he had too much of a load in order for me to go with that lender. And there was no communication. There was no transparency. In order for me to actually move forward with a lender, I need to have trust and transparency. That is very, very important. Because if I cannot trust you, how can I go ahead and continue with one of the most expensive transactions in your lifetime or in my lifetime, you know? And that's really, really important. That's one of the reasons I use my lender, because I trust him. I work with him. If I need to pull his ears anywhere, I will pull his ears. And I mean, I know where to find him. I've met his family. He's met mine. He's done loans for almost all my family members. So yeah, I mean, that's someone that I actually want to work with completely. And sometimes I don't use him because, I mean, he doesn't have those programs that I need, you know. But selling, so let's talk about buying, the buying process. And this is something that we don't talk about completely. in this case, I was approved for both properties. I wasn't sure I was going to sell the other one or not. I've been back and forth. I put it back on the market. I had put it in the market in February. Then I found out that my ex-husband had to sign the property. He had to sign documents in order for me to actually sell the property. So he was going through, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt because, I mean, keep in mind, I'm still co-parenting with him for the next 12 years. I gave him the benefit of the doubt that he disappeared for 3 weeks because of the military. If you're looking at this through video, you can see my eyes. Yeah, he couldn't communicate with me for 3 weeks. Because he was working 12-hour shifts. And yeah, supposedly things were closed for 3 weeks. I mean, I understand that they're on lockdown, but I had got in a really good offer. Nope. All I heard was crickets from him. I couldn't get a hold of him. And that actually stressed me out because I was counting with the sale of the house for me to actually buy this house. And I'm going more into details with this because, especially here in the podcast, I know that not a lot of people are going to hear this, right? Right? So we can actually keep this between you guys and me, right? Okay, let's do that. Because I know you guys are not going to tell anybody. Whatever goes on the internet completely, right? I'm screwed, whatever. So in this case, I got approved for both houses. And, you know, I was counting with a down payment and all that. And yes, I do have a lot of money saved, blah, 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 but it's all on stocks. I don't believe in banks, but that is my personal opinion. I do have to tell you, I'm not an accountant. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not an attorney. I am not a lender. I can go down the list and tell you worst thing I'm not. I'm just a realtor. I'm a human being and I'm a mom. I'm an author. So in this case, my ex disappeared for 3 weeks. He couldn't get the documents because Japan is still under lockdown. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, you know what? Whatever. I mean, whatever. Anyways. So now during the process, it was okay. I felt a little bit depressed because I wasn't sure to proceed or not. Believe me, it is a commitment. It is a total big commitment and you're not expecting that, right? And for me, it was like, do I do this? Do I not do this? What do I do? Should I move forward? Should I not move forward? I mean, there's so many things that I was like, okay, now what? Do I proceed? Do I not proceed? Is it the right idea? I mean, do I move? Because I'm actually moving a mile down the road. It's not like I'm moving down the state. It's not like I'm moving to another county. It's not like I'm moving 5 miles away. Nothing. My exit changed from 16 to 17. And honestly, I can still go down through the same exit, 16. And in this case, I still wasn't sure because I had a lot of anxiety during the purchase price, especially like I had to walk myself through the situation. I counted on my accountant, my brother, my parents were a great support for me just because I didn't know what to do. I mean, my friend Harley helped me through the situation too. And he's like, look, do you really need it? Do you want it? I needed a new start. I completely need a new start because that's the house that I went through a divorce that I grew a lot, but I felt like it was too small for me. My kids needed their separate rooms. I had my office upstairs. I was looking into finishing my basement or not. And when I went ahead and did that, and I was like, what do I do now? And I went through a depression because I was scared. I honestly was scared because I was in my comfort zone, completely in my comfort zone. And especially these are things that we don't talk about. And this is what happens when you are buying a house. You get cold feet. You don't know if you're doing the right thing. You get all, you get like super excited. And I wasn't excited at all. I mean, I was excited, but I wasn't like excited because they tell you, hey, you know what? Don't get excited until you get the keys. until you get the keys is a done transaction, done deal. And in this case, whenever I was like, do I do this? Do I not do this? What, I mean, it was a whole back and forth thing. Especially it took me 3 days, even though I had the money in the bank account, it took me 3 days to put the down pay, the earnest money, because I was like, one day I was talking to my son, my older son, Armando, and I'm like, look, I don't think mommy's going to get this house. And my son is like, mommy, you're not going to get the house? What about our theater room? We're going to have a theater room. And that's where it got me. That's where I was like, you know what? I am going to get this house for the kids. I am going to do this. And there's things in that house that I love, love, love. And there's things in this house that I kind of, you know what? I've started like to not miss anymore just because I'm excited. Like I just got my blinds after 2 weeks. I know I closed on the house almost a month ago. Yeah, it's been almost a month. But I actually moved into this house not even 2 weeks ago. So I did get my fridge. So one of the holdup things was the fridge. But let me talk to you a little bit about the process, and then I'm going to tell you about buying the house completely and what happened. So the other house I've been emotionally attached, because like I said, that's the house that I've been raising my kids from when they were 2 and 4. I've had my neighbors all around. I mean, I talked to my neighbors and all that. And in this case, now I have new neighbors. I'm glad that my kids have kids to play with, which is really, really awesome. But it was the memories. I mean, that's the first house I came, when I came to Georgia, I bought that house. And that's the house that I actually did a lot of growing, you know, and yeah, a lot of growing. But I'm very blessed and I'm very grateful that that house is going to a really, really nice family. Anyways, now let's go to the juicy, juicy, juicy part. Okay, so since my ex-husband disappeared because he was in military training, military training and all that, he didn't get me the POA, the power attorney, and we actually had to settle for a price on how much does he want for the house. So we settled that too, and like probably like 1 week after closing. And I'm like, no, wait, it was 2 weeks after closing. And I'm like, okay, I got this. What do I do? Anyways. So day of closing comes in. I wasn't worried about that. You know, I'm like, okay, you know what? It's going to happen. I mean, we're closing, whatever. But the part here that happened was that I had the money, had to come out of money out of pocket completely. And even though I had to come out of the money completely out of pocket, obviously, I had to do transfers. So a typical transfer with cryptocurrency is not like, you know what, it's instantly. No, it's not. It takes, you can sell it instantly, but when it gets to your bank account, depending on the amount, it can take, crypto will only allow you to do a certain amount of money, and there's limitations. The first one can be 50,000, the next one can be 20,000, and then you actually have to call in order for that. But at the same time, with crypto, you actually have to constantly ask for letters of how much money you have in your crypto, because it's volatile. And because it's volatile, it's really, really important to have those documents on hand and you call them and check. Something that I learned that actually cost me lots and lots of money is, just make sure if you're closing on a property a month before, or you're closing a month, make sure that you actually set it to the amount of money that you want to go ahead and sell your crypto. You do have to convert cryptocurrency into U.S. dollars in order to actually to complete this transaction, because there hasn't been anything. It's not, cryptocurrency is not regulated. Okay, now let's go to the juicy, juicy, juicy part. Day of closing comes and the accountant tells me, hey, what was the first thing that he told me? 1 o'clock, he's like, hey, do you have $12,000? Like, yeah. Why? Yeah, because you need that as reserves. I'm like, what? I'm like, but we need to have it sent to the attorney. I'm like, what? Okay. I'm like, I'm going to need like 72 hours in order for me. And this is like a Friday. I'm going to need 72 hours to actually transfer it because it's not going to be there because they won't consider that as reserves with cryptocurrency. So they're going to make you transfer those funds. At least I had other accounts with stocks, but at the same time, I didn't show them all of it because I do have different accounts. And at this point, I didn't want to mess with it. You know, I have several accounts that are cryptocurrency. I have other accounts that are stocks. So I do a lot of trading too in other aspects because I like to put my eggs in different baskets. It's really, really important to have money investments in different baskets in order to help you grow. Anyways, so 1 o'clock he tells me, hey, you know what? I'm like, no. It did not go like that. I'm sorry. I apologize. So I had gotten, I was debating between if I was going to lease the house or was going to sell the house. I actually had two tenants and one was for, I had two tenants and I'm like, hey, you know what? The lender tells me, hey, you know what? Do you have the house rented? I'm like, well, I mean, I've been debating on it. We need a lease. Okay. So I call the tenant, hey, I need a deposit and all that. Anyways, we went ahead and did the lease. He submitted the deposit and we moved forward. Then at 1:30, like 2 o'clock, what does my brother do? Oh, he's like, hey, like, okay. So do you have $12,000? I'm like, well, I do. Do I need it now? I'm like, it's not in my account, but I mean, I can definitely, you know, transfer the money. No, it needs to be now. I'm like, okay, call my dad. I'm like, hey, do you have the money? He's like, well, I'm going to have to deposit it. I'm like, oh crap, that's going to do a red flag. So whenever you get a gift, make sure that they have money in their account. Anyway, I call my brother. He's like, here's my account. Just transfer whatever. Perfect. Thank you. So in less than 15 minutes, I had everything transferred. Now this is a funny part. 2 o'clock, two thirty. He's like, hey, did you file your taxes? I'm like, yeah, I filed my taxes. I mean, no, I haven't. I'm just waiting for you guys to tell me what you guys want me to do. You need to file your taxes now. Oh shoot. I call the accountant. Hey, can you go ahead and send my taxes? Perfect. Got that done. Less than 15 minutes. Happens to be my accountant was at his office. Now the next thing is, hey, we got the appraisal. I'm at closing table, at the closing table, okay? And the appraiser's like, what is it? Underwriter's like, hey, we're having issues with the appraisal. I'm like, what? What? Let me tell you something. The builder had called me in because he needed help with the appraisal. And I'm like, how the heck are you guys having issues with the appraisal? This is at 4:30, okay? 4:30, 4:30. And I got the appraisal. I'm like, okay, we'll take care of it. We closed with the conditional. At 5:09, after I signed all the freaking documents, you know what happens? The builder calls me and tells me, hey, guess what? You can't move into the house today. Well, if you do, just don't use the toilets. You have a sewer issue. Really? Like, really? Yeah, you have a sewer issue. I'm like, you gotta be freaking kidding me. Anyways. So, I didn't move that Monday. I didn't move that weekend. I moved not that Monday. I mean, they had to do like a whole big giant hole and they actually destroyed the sidewalk. Now, when I moved into the house, listen to this. The doorbell didn't ring. My closet rack fell on top of me. And I can't remember what other issues. Oh, and there's a hole in the cabinet. So almost a month later, I'm still waiting for them to fix it. I mean, I haven't been on them because, I mean, actually I just came back yesterday and yeah, so there's been a lot of things and it's been like just so interesting, but I mean, I know they're going to get it fixed and all that, but yeah, it was a roller coaster of emotions for me and I finally got moved in last week. This is my second weekend, which is pretty awesome. So I'm super excited about it. So I'm finally in. Finally, almost settled completely. My parents are here visiting. But yeah, buying a house is very stressful. Like seriously, if I would have not been the agent representing myself, it would have not gone through. It would have not gone through. I'm telling you, because it's like one thing to another, led to another and another and another. And sometimes it's difficult as a buyer to understand like, hey, you know what? Why are they asking me? Because I got to the point that I was like, do you want my blood? And I'm like, gosh, are you going to keep on asking me for more stuff? Because I mean, it is stressful, but same time, I'm like, where else do you want me to dig? I have money. Yes. I have stocks. Where else? Do you have this? Do you have that? Stop asking me. Like, and one of the reasons that you actually have to feel comfortable with your lender is because you're going to be getting really personal with them, especially they're going to dig through your finances. You're going to check everything. They're going to see what you have, what you don't have. Where do you have it? What if you don't have anything? There's going to be different scenarios in that case. And in this case, I'm like, nope. And that's one of the reasons. And then another thing is my fridge. I had ordered the fridge and I'm like, well, I couldn't order it before closing. I had to order it after closing because I couldn't, the house is under my name, obviously. And because the house is under my name, I couldn't use my credits or anything. And yeah, so I was like, what do I do now? Yeah, so it was like, for me, was really, really stressful, like I said, because I had to go ahead and not use my credit cards, not use my business account. They asked me because I had the earnest money, the non-refundable construction deposit. I put it from the company's name. That was the only statement they asked me because it came from the account, the company's name. That's it. But the account that I use, they dig so much into me. And I understand because, I mean, what other things are you going to ask? They're going to check your credit score not even 24 hours before you close on that house because they want to make darn sure that you're actually qualified. They want to make sure that you actually have good, that you have money, that you have a down payment, that you have everything you need in order to buy that house, in order to qualify. That's why. And now I'm going to go get into more deeper into real estate, because if you think that we're foreclosing, that there's going to be the market's going to crash, it's not going to crash because right now we have more tighter guidelines than ever compared to 2008. So one of the reasons that you actually need to look into all this is you need to get your shit together. If you're going to buy a house, you better make sure you have all those documents. And if you have a house, are you going to sell? I'm going to tell you something. This is why I always tell people, get pre-approved before you sell a house. Get pre-approved before you're thinking about buying a house. Well, get pre-approved because you want to know your buying power. And it's so, so important to know what your buying power is. What if you need to sell your house? What if you don't need to sell your house? And in this case, another thing is I was comparing between me putting 5% and 20%. But this is my own personal opinion. Keep this in mind. If I went ahead and put $100,000 extra on my loan, and then, or if I would put 5%, you know, if I put it between 5 and 20%, if I went ahead and put 5%, then, you know, payments would be, the difference on payments would be $400. Now I'm going to tell you, if you're putting a 5% and a 20%, yes, there are other benefits because if you put a 25%, then the risk, they waive the appraisal, which is pretty awesome. But if you go ahead and put a 5% down, then your payments are going to be less. Yes, you're going to pay a PMI. You're going to probably be paying, in my case, I'm paying like $120, $140 a month, which is like, I think it's like 2400. I don't even know where my phone is right now. I know I have a mess. I have to do lots of CMAs. So let's say $2,400 a year, or it's going to be less than that. It's going to be like 1800. And if I calculate that $1,800 versus $100,000, then $400, $400, I mean, $3,600, what is going to make me a difference if I choose $3,600 a year versus $100,000 a year? So if I choose, if I'm saving $3,600 a year when I'm putting $100,000 into that property, though it's actually lowering my payments by $400 a month, and I'm still paying PMI and it's still counting that in there, does it make a difference? Of course not. It doesn't. Because then what I can do is, instead of using that money for down payment, I can go ahead and put that prop, I can put that money into a different property. I can invest in that. And that's something that we don't think about. That's something that a lot of people don't think about at all. It doesn't talk about. And a good realtor is never going to talk about stuff like, well, a good realtor will always tell you, talk to your accountant, talk to your financial advisor. In this case, because I'm going through this myself, it is really, really important for me to educate you as a potential buyer, as a potential seller, as a potential divorcee, the married person. It does not matter. Now, in this case, I decided to go the other route, meaning I want to invest that money. I can go ahead and put that money somewhere else. I can build my real estate portfolio. And that is what I'm focused on. Moving forward, building my real estate portfolio. If I can buy a few properties that can actually, I can depreciate and I can write off and maintain it and have passive income and pay for itself, then I'm golden, right? I don't have to worry about anything but that, which is pretty awesome. Yes. And you're like, well, that's more taxes. No. Don't worry about the taxes. Keep in mind that the more taxes you pay, or, you know, the more stuff that you buy and depreciate, like building real estate portfolios, is that is basically the depreciation. That actually is what, where you're actually putting your tax money in it. Instead of paying for taxes, buy a property. You know, it all depends regardless. And another thing is taking a look at your business. Like I said, I'm not an accountant. I'm not a financial advisor. But in this case, I'm going to tell you, read my book, Becoming Successful in Real Estate, because I talk and explain about the differences of LLCs and S-Corp. It is really, really important that if you want to save some money, and this can come into different situations, I'm not an accountant, then you might be better off going the S-Corp route, because you have business taxes and you have your personal taxes. And that brings your income in a different level, which is pretty awesome. So there's a lot of things to think about, but I am really, really grateful and honored to be living in my house. I did it on my own and by myself. And you know what? That cryptocurrency investment helped me out, helped me completely. So yeah, if you guys want to know more about crypto, just please message me, comment below, and I would love to talk more about investments. In this case, my kids have their own bedrooms. Like I said, yesterday, I finally got the blinds. I got my fridge. I'm still missing my washer and dryer. So I got this air dresser. I have no idea what it is, but I'm wondering that if everybody doesn't have an iron like I don't, but there's like this cool thing that Samsung has. It's called the air dresser. You put clothes in there, and it actually comes out, sanitizes it. It actually comes all ironed up, which is, I'm like, woo, I love this, especially for the kids in the morning. Put it by there 5 minutes, I'm like, good to go, right? And so that's something that I'm super excited about. I bought a really, really nice Samsung. I had it delivered. Moving companies, let's talk about moving now. I know I'm almost there at 30 minutes, but anyways, this is going to go a little bit longer because I haven't talked to you guys in a while, so this is really important for me. I want to be consistent moving forward with you guys, and I want you guys to understand. And I might have a surprise moving forward. I can't tell you guys yet. I found this about like 2 weeks, like 2 days ago. They've been asking me to do this, to include the podcast in a different platform, which is going to be really more fun. Anyways. Okay. So now moving forward with this is, when you are moving, I hired two moving companies, and that's another thing that actually delayed me to move from the other house into this house, was because the moving company that I had hired were like, oh, we don't do this, we don't do that. Okay. Then the next company that told me, so, oh, we don't disconnect washers and dryers. We don't do trampolines. We don't do. So if you're ever going to actually move, contact U-Haul. Contact your local U-Haul or go to movinghelp.com, and they're going to set you up with different moving companies. You can get different codes and all that, and that's going to actually help you find out different codes. That's going to actually tell you about different quotes and all that, which is pretty awesome. And that way it's local, and they can tell you if they're packing, they're moving, what it is. So, and keep in mind, not all moving companies pack. So it's really, really important to find out if you're looking for packers and movers, or if you're looking only for movers. But that means that if you're moving, you're actually needing to have everything packed completely, because you're not going to move. They're not going to pack anything. They want everything ready to go into the other house. That's it. Some moving companies will help you pack and unpack and have everything to go, which is pretty, pretty awesome. But in this case, I ended up doing the old fashioned way, me and a couple friends, and they helped me, and my aunt was really, really helpful completely. But yeah, that's the way I did it. I went to U-Haul. U-Haul was amazing here in Oakwood because they helped me completely. There's many things that I had no idea to do or not to do. And the general manager there, Blake, he was super, super amazing. But like I said, if you're moving, if you're buying, you're selling, let me know. Ask questions, comment below. And if you want to know how to buy a house with cryptocurrency, please comment below and let me know what are you guys looking at, if you guys are investing in all that. I also have to tell you that I am not an official trader. I do this just because I like to trade and I like to put my eggs in different baskets. So I'm going to leave it there tonight. And this is Cindy Pressphrase with Real Estate and the Adventures of Parenthood. And I'll see you guys soon. Have a beautiful night.